And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 527 and is sponsored by AcreWorks, The Barmaids, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, and Knit Companion. This week's segments include On the Needles,
Events,
and Stitches,
Mother Knows Best,
When Knitting Attacks,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. How's it going this week, Mom?
Excellent, lovey. My taxes are done. I am so happy.
Terrific. If you live in the States, it's a good time to get your taxes done. That feels like a PSA message.
Yes.
A bit of civic engagement.
I feel like I lost all the weight of the world off my shoulders, and I am floating. I'm so happy.
Terrific. I'm so glad. I have a finished object, which is not as thrilling as your finished object. Ours are still in process.
What did you do?
I finished my History Has Its Eyes on You socks, which is the Hamilton colorway from White Birch Fiber Arts. They just need the ends woven in and to be photographed. Those are just a vanilla sock with an afterthought heel. But I did it the way that Susan B. Anderson does hers, which means I knit down the foot a little bit, and then I did the heel, and then I did the toe. So that is done. I knit the first one the first time I saw Hamilton, and I finished the second one when we saw it last Friday, two Fridays ago. So that is my finished object. What else do you have on the, what are you working on?
Well, I told you my Dreas shawl was on hold, and I was waiting for the red yarn to arrive, and I got a notification that my red yarn is on its way.
What? So did they send you a picture?
No, I wish they had. But I got a notification, and now...
So now if we get a poison apple in the mail, we'll know who it's from.
UPS, hurry up.
Do you have a tracking number?
Yes.
Is it going to come here or my house?
I don't know.
That's a good... Okay, I'll follow up.
What else are you working on?
I have made some progress on my Viajange. When I saw Captain Marvel again on Sunday, I'm working on it now while we podcast. I had thought the movie was going to close on Thursday, so I made plans to see it midweek before we recorded last week. And I have a group of moms from the preschool and our elementary school that we set up
Mom
a group
dates?
With. It used to be called Mom Date. Now it's called Fine Film and Brunch Society, because I was told that as a brand, Mom Date did not have that je ne sais quoi.
Okay.
So now
Who
we're
told
fine.
You that?
One of the moms in the group.
Oh, okay.
So we are now Fine Film and Brunch Society, which is more inclusive anyway. So
yes.
So I made some good progress on this, and I really enjoyed Captain Marvel. I enjoyed it even more the second time. And I have a couple more things. I have been going.
Good. So I've been sort of working on the welcome blanket. I had about 20 squares when we last talked. Now it's over 24. And I find I don't want to work on it.
Because of the yarn?
Well, the yarn is 50% superfine acrylic and 50% superfine nylon, and it doesn't have a whole lot of stretch.
It's Barocco Comfort, for those of you who are wondering. Comfort worsted, and I think it comes in a couple of weights and lots of colors, which is why I chose that one.
Yes.
It also feels nice. The yarn feels nice. It just isn't terrific to knit.
The yarn feels nice, but it hurts my hands. So I'm thinking I'm only doing one square tops every day.
Okay.
If that many. What else have you been working on?
I cast on the Intermezzo Cowl by Rahima out of Lisa Souza's Cashmere Silk Fingering Weight in this squash blossom colorway. I'm knitting this for the principal at our school because she's terrific. And I don't make things for anybody, but I wanted to make something for her, so she picked a color. and I picked something that I thought would suit her, and this has these yellow gold beads that have silver lining on the inside, so it's like they glow. So they don't look silver, they look gold, and they look incredible.
I don't think I've ever seen anything yellow on her.
She asked for it.
Okay.
And if she turns around and says, this is too yellow, I will have to keep it and make her something different.
Oh, okay.
I actually think she'll love this, though. The thing that I don't love about the pattern is that it's a free pattern on Ravelry, but the sample in the photo, there are no directions in the pattern itself to say, like, to get the one in the photograph, do it like this. You have to dig into, and I did some diving, and it ended up being on the designer's project page where she said, oh, I kind of did a little bit of this and a little bit of this and a little bit of this, which is great, and I love knitting that way, but is not, it took me a little while to figure out how to get that same effect myself, and I've got it in my project page, so I copied and pasted so I wouldn't lose track of the directions while I'm working on it. And it's remarkably potato chippy and easy to work on. It's just knitting in circles for a while, and you have a traveling bead per round. Once you get a few rows in, we're going to do that for a third, and then we'll have one of the charts for a third, and then we'll do a little bit of diagonal beading, and then another half of a chart, and then it's done. It's not a super big, it's not wide. It's like 120 stitches around. And so the rounds go pretty quickly. I worked on it in the car because I strung my beads onto super floss, which we're going to talk about more in Mother Knows Best. But Genevieve did the stringing of the beads.
Did she?
She did. And with the super floss, you can do it in the car. You can do it as you go. Now, I wouldn't recommend a lot of beading in the car, but one stitch per round I seemed to manage while we were running errands on Saturday. So that was good. What else have you got?
So I've finally decided to cast on something else because the Dreyer's shawl is still on hold and the blanket is kind of challenging. So I cast on the newsprint cowl, and that is out of Oink Pigment in gray and black.
Is that what the colorways are called?
No, it is Zoot Suit and something else. And then I looked at the original that I had wanted to copy, and that was a creamy white and black. So it's supposed to look like newsprint. And you're seeing it on the table. Does it look like newsprint or maybe a little bit too gray?
No, it looks like real newsprint to me. Newspaper paper is not cream colored. It's grayish. I mean, I don't know when the last time was you actually held a real newspaper, and I couldn't really tell you when the last time I held a real newspaper was, but I remember them being on the grayer side.
So 350-ish stitches to cast on.
It's a Pearl Soho pattern, right?
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of stitches. And it's a lot of stitches. And I'm thinking the needle I'm working on could have been longer, because I was worrying for too many rows to see if I had accidentally twisted my cast on. But I'm on my way, and I can tell I haven't twisted it. Also, now it would be too late.
You'd have to rip out quite a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, so that is all of my knitting. What else do you have?
I made some progress on the Autumn Vines Beret by Alana Dacos, and I'm knitting this out of some yarn from Cephalopod Yarns in the Codex colorway. It's different colors of like rich browns all the way down to like an eggplant brown. Does that make sense?
Eggplant
a purpley
purple.
Brown.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I'm really liking how it's going up. I'm doing it in Companion. Someone told me that I could use my phone as a scanner because there's an app now. So now I have to try that because that is so much faster than moving stuff off our printer and then connecting it to our computer. So I saw the message go through on the Ravelry forum and I thought, oh, I should try that. And I just haven't had a chance to do that quite yet. But I'm excited at the prospect of...
That is something smart you should show me how to do.
You would love this. And yeah. Because the whole thing is I have a lot of patterns. Like, we talked about how really? Old these patterns are, right? How yes. we've had them for years and years mm-hmm. and years, and we've got binders of them taking up space. And for real, one of the things I love about Ravelry is that if I tuck a pattern that I've paid for into a project bag and I can't find it, or it falls out of my purse, or I lose a page, or it becomes unintentionally part of someone's art project, these are all things that have happened. A dog passive-aggressively chews it up. These are all things that have happened in my life. I can just go to my printer and go to my computer and print a new one, or just pull it up on my phone, my computer, my iPad, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing Ravelry doesn't do is read it out loud to me, and that's yet, right?
Yet.
So,
isn't there an app that reads books on...
It's an accessibility setting, actually, and it'll read everything on your screen. It's called the Screen Reader, and it's standard on iPhones. I don't know about Androids.
Andrew was listening to books on tape, or books on off the Kindle,
mm-hmm.
while he was folding laundry.
Yeah, I've done that, too. So you can do it through the accessibility settings. Kindle also specifically had a text reader built in to the app a while ago. I don't know if they still do. But one of the really cool things that Audible... So Kindles are an Amazon product. Amazon now owns Audible. So if you buy the Kindle book and you get the Audible tie-in, you can read it on your phone, and then when you can get in the car or whatever, you can switch it to somebody else reading it too if you've paid for the audiobook as well. And what I've noticed is doing it that way is actually less expensive than just buying the audiobook. And if you have an Audible membership, obviously, that's a different story for you. We don't do a ton of audiobooks just because what I read is different than what we listen to. We do a lot of music with the kids,
mm-hmm.
though I'm starting to get back into podcasts slowly but surely. I'm starting to listen to them again when it's my turn to listen to choose.
Oh, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah. And right now I've been so into doing music with the kids that I've been using music during my turn, but then I realized I could do podcasts. So anyway, we were talking about my never not knitting hat. So I had some anxiety very early this morning. I was up at 3:30 this morning and not able to go back to sleep. And one of the techniques that I was told when I had insomnia years ago was don't lay in bed and just expect yourself to go back to sleep and worry about falling back asleep. Get up, go do something else for a little while, and then try again. So I got up and I went and sat on the couch, and I got my my Knit Companion app set up, and I turned on the TV and I watched some fluffy sitcom, and I knit probably 20 rounds on the Autumn Vines beret. And I'm enjoying the process tremendously. It's a beautiful hat. The singles is not doing super great with cabling without a cable needle,
mm-hmm.
as far as getting it not to split. Like, it's kind of splitty because I'm using super sharp needles, so I can grab the stitches. But it's not, I mean, this also, it's not a huge issue. It happened like twice while I was knitting this morning. So I made a lot of progress on that very early this morning. So that doesn't have a lot of hours left in it. So I'm really enjoying the process, and it's going to be such a beautiful hat when it's done. Oh, and I'm going to donate this to Knit Aid. So, all right. What else do you have going?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nope.
I talked about the cowl. I've talked about my Viajanche. I think we're done.
I think we're done with this segment.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog because you forgot a step several rows back, or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What events will we be attending and participating in the near future?
So we have the hashtag Choose Your Own Adventure Cal ongoing, where we knit sweaters. May 18th tentatively is spinning at the Retzlaff Winery. Stash Dash begins the end of May until sometime in August. Also, this is sponsored by the Knit Girls. Also, they have something going on in April where they fix and repair sweaters and get stuff ready to be stored.
The Knit Girls?
The Knit Girls.
I love it.
Yes.
Does it have a cool name? Probably does. They're so clever.
I heard about it in passing. I think I was putting on my makeup and or getting dressed or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't look at their show notes. But it's there.
Okay.
I will report on it probably next week when I have an opportunity to listen to the next episode. And Tour de Fleece runs from July 6th through 28th, concurrent with the Tour de France.
And we're going to start training in May, so you've got a few weeks till then. And we have another event coming up.
We do?
Next week. It's our 11-year podcast anniversary.
Oh.
11 years.
Oh, darling.
We'll have to get a cake.
We should. What is the anniversary gift for 11 years? Yarn, I think.
Seems appropriate. Seems appropriate. All right, is that it?
That's it.
All righty, let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. No matter what you need, the Barmaids have you covered from head to toe. Face pudding to keep you smiling, Lolo lips to keep them kissable, probiotic deodorant for keeping you fresh as a rose, Ofer feet sake to keep your feet soft and sandal ready, and the Lolo body bar for everything in between. You can find all this and more at bar-maids.com. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What has you in stitches this week?
I wore my Quinn hat with ear flaps, my Knitmore cowl, both as a cowl and as a hat,
mm-hmm.
wool socks, and the other night I was being fancy and I wore my Aeolian shawl, which is beads and
so much lace.
More beads.
Yes.
Yes. On a silver gray yarn.
That was from Abstract Fiber.
Yes.
This is my gift. Can't remember what I did yesterday, but I know what your shawl is made out of. I've been wearing wool socks every single day. Yesterday, in fact, I trudged through wet grass in Converse. And in retrospect, I should Scotch guard all of my sneakers because I end up walking through wet grass more than one would expect.
At school.
At school. And so I was walking outside doing a thing, and I thought, I'm so glad I'm wearing wool socks because my shoes were wet, but I didn't feel it because I was wearing my snugly warm wool socks.
Yeah.
So I've been wearing my wool socks every single day, and I'm mostly wearing my looped loop cowl and my Hamel knit hat, but I've been kind of digging through my drawer and figuring things out. I wore a fuzzy scarf, which I couldn't tell you what the yarn was because it took me possibly 3 hours to make. It was on like size 15 needles. It's an eyelash yarn held together with a puffy solid yarn with like a nylon ply holding it in place. This is how the yarn came. I didn't hold anything together. I think I cast in like 15 stitches and did it in seed stitch. But I wear it all the time. It's a good scarf. And then the other thing that I don't know if it counts as in stitches, but it should, is big enough where when I got chilly in the theater, I could drape it over my lap while I was working on it.
Good.
It's about a yard long.
Yeah.
From the neck hole. That's probably not.
Neck opening.
Neck opening. That sounds so much better.
Yes.
So I was draping that over my lap and daydreaming a bit about how lovely this is going to be as a layering piece. And I'm going to get so much wear out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get so much wear out of this, you guys. Genevieve has been wearing her Gryffindor scarf and hat every single day. Andrew's been wearing his watch caps to work. I still haven't sewn the tag in his scarf so that he can take it and wear it. And that...
Rex?
Rex has not.
Hmm.
He is warm-blooded, and I haven't made anything that appeals to him yet, so...
I forgot to add, I wore my Beastkeeper shawl yesterday to my tax appointment.
Fancy.
Yes.
Fancy, fancy.
Yes.
All right, is that it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Every hobby needs organization. Every project needs a place. Erin Lane Bags helps you turn your fiber pastime into neat and organized endeavor. Our project bags, totes, and needle and notions organizers are everything you need to keep your fiber arts from fraying. You can find links to Erin Lane along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
For Mother Knows Best, we're going to answer a question from the What Do You Want to Hear About thread. Jasmine Lovey, what question are we answering today?
Today we're answering a post from Joyful Stash, who writes, Hi, Jasmine and Gigi. I see that you are working on a beautiful yellow project with beads, Jasmine. Is there a way to add the beads / crystals while knitting rather than pre-stringing all of them first on the yarn? And if you must pre-string, are they wound into your yarn cake? Thanks. So, This is a technique that we learned. This is an improvement on a technique I learned at a knitting group years ago. The one I learned at knitting group was you had your little thing of beads, and you had 6 inches of fishing line that was nice and stiff, and you would poke the fishing line through the stitch and then slide your bead down the two ends. So you'd fold the fishing line so that the two ends were sticking up, and you would thread the bead onto there and pop it onto the stitch before you knit it. The improvement, yes.
There was a technique where you would take your jar of beads and with a teeny weeny crochet hook and harpoon one.
That's also a technique that you could use. Use a teeny weeny crochet hook. I don't like the crochet hook technique because if your bead is not drilled perfectly evenly all the way through, the crochet hook doesn't work, and also a crochet hook doesn't move the way that yarn does. It's just rigid. And you can't wiggle it through or make it smaller by twisting it. Whereas with floss or fishing line or any of these other techniques, you've got a little bit more literal wiggle room.
Yes.
So what we read a few years back was Rosemary Hill found Oral-B Super Floss. And if you're in a knitting group and you happen to buy this in bulk, you could put it in everyone's stockings and it would be great and useful. And it's like 50 to a pack. And what you do is you tie a knot in the bottom of the super floss with one of the beads to trap, like to close the bottom. The top, because
so
you knot a bead into it.
A bead into the bottom of the floss. Okay, thank
you. So then the top of it, because these are for like flossing appliances, like flossing around a bridge or around braces or things like that.
It kind of is like pipe cleaner.
A little bit, but much softer.
Much softer, and it doesn't have a wire.
But what it has is that stiff top, like you would have with a dental appliance threader, which was something that was very popular both when I was doing beaded knitting at first and also when I had braces. It's a multi-purpose thing, and I love multi-purpose tools. This is even better. So it has that little wiry bit at the top, which is the pokey part. You get it into the device or the your dental thing.
You said wire. It is not wire.
It's stiff.
It's very stiff.
Plastic. It's like a plastic-coated thread that's slightly rigid. And then behind that is like a puff of nylon. It kind of has the consistency of woven floss, if you are a floss enthusiast like I am. So then you push a little bit further down and it's regular floss past that. So what you do is you thread your beads on the rigid part, and then you push it past the puffy part, and then it just plops down onto the regular floss. Now, the puffy bit helps keep your beads from going ping, 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 ping all over the floor. So you can drop this a million times, and your beads stay put. Anything that's behind the puffy part stays put.
Or on the puffy part.
So the way you would do this is you pre-thread them onto the super floss, as I just said, with the knot at the bottom, and you thread, I don't know, 50 or 100 beads or however many fit on there. And then
as many as you can squish on it.
Yeah, and I'd like to do a slip knot at the top in the puffy part so that it really stays put in my bag.
I never thought of that.
I worry about these things a lot. Okay. Also, it's one extra step that one of my kids has to undo before they can make a mess with my beads, giving me just that much more time to get there.
Okay.
This is how I plan things now. So then to use it, and we'll link to Rosemary's tutorial on her blog because she's utterly brilliant and deserves all the credit for this technique. She pokes the top of the super floss through the stitch, and then you fold it in half, and then puts the end through the bead, slides it off the super floss onto the stitch, knits the stitch, bada-bing, beada-bing, beada-boom, beada-bing.
Beada-bing.
So that is how I normally do it. If you have to pre-string them first, I don't have a good suggestion for that, because what can happen with that is it can tear your yarn if there's a rough spot in the middle of a bead. You could wind them into your cake. No, they wouldn't be wound into your cake because they'd be at the top.
The thing that you said, the way I like to look at it is when I'm done stringing my beads onto the dental floss.
Super floss.
Super floss. I pinch the top of it the hard part, and it becomes a virtual crochet hook for my beading.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that may be easier to understand.
Maybe. We could do like a 30-second video on the Instagrams while I'm doing it today.
She hasn't...
I don't know if she's in a video. She did pictures on her blog, which were beautifully shot and stepped out and all of that. It was really good quality. If I do a video, it's going to be in my living room.
Yep.
Which is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have anything else you want to add to beaded knitting?
I love beaded knitting. And I've done beaded bind-offs on shawls. And I really like them. And they give the shawl a little bit more weight and drape. And I think they would be the knitting equivalent of a Chanel chain that weighs down jackets and sewing.
Huh, fancy. I agree. I 100% agree with that. All right. Are you good?
I'm good.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. So you already know about the AcreWorks Yarn Caddy Kit. Now we're adding a little twist for you, introducing the AcreWorks Butterfly Kate, designed to fold into itself, making it incredibly easy to pack in a bag or take on any adventure. The Butterfly Kate has a wooden base, a carbon fiber shaft with two angle settings, a nifty pattern holder, and our patent-pending Tensi Tamer gizmo to keep everything in place and select your desired tension. It's designed either for use with our yarn caddy or as a single shaft lazy Kate for use with spinning bobbins. AcreWorks. We like making things.
It's when knitting attacks.
Mother dearest.
Lovey.
Tell me all about your knitting.
So with the new project that I'm working on, I needed to cast on about 350 stitches.
That's a few.
Yes, and so the way I cast on is I wrap like 20 stitches around my needle, which is how much I need to go around. And then because I'm doing a long tail cast on, and then I do multiples until I get to the number I have, and then I give it a little bit extra and I do my first slip knot and then I start casting on.
Mm-hmm.
And for this one, I put a stitch marker every 25 stitches.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I do a stitch marker every 20 stitches.
Okay.
So, and I'm casting on and on and on. And my tail gets shorter and shorter and shorter. And I'd get to 340 and I run out.
No. Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yes. So I gave myself a bit extra and started over again.
Oh,
yes. And so this is a fairly, well, this is an easy knit. It's all knitting. It has a few rows of pearls in the beginning.
But it looks very potato chippy with the striping, pinstriping.
It is. Yeah.
If you did it in reverse, it would be pinstripe.
Actually, possibly. The purl side is the right side.
I know.
So it's a lot of
soothing knitting. Yep.
And I don't know what happened, but I looked at my knitting and I had purled instead of knitting.
Whoops.
In the middle of it.
Whoops.
About 150 stitches worth. And yeah, so I would tink about 10 stitches at a time and knit them and then knit the next row. And tink 10 stitches and knit it and knit the next row. This was not fun. Yeah. Boo.
Ew.
And I couldn't tink all 150 because that way I didn't know if I would have... I couldn't get it to be absolutely exact.
Mm-hmm.
If you only do 10 stitches at a time, you can fudge it.
For sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. Bah. That was my knitting attack.
That's a big one.
Do you have any?
No, I'm good.
Good.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. And now a word from our sponsors. Dreaming of sweater weather? Infinite Twist has you covered with Dyer's Choice sweater quantities. Each yarn pack includes 1,800 yards of hand-dyed 6-ply merino in a one-of-a-kind color for $98, and shipping is free. Colors are not repeatable, and when they're gone, they're gone. Check out the colors currently available at infinitetwist.com. Tell me about how your sewing class is going. Oh, this is my dress. This is not a video cast, but I get to look at my dress.
So I'm working on a size 10 bias slip dress.
You haven't put this on social media yet, have you?
No, I sent it to you to make sure I had everything I needed.
You should post this. It's good.
I will. So I draped it and the paper. So I draped it on the form.
Mm-hmm.
And the paper pattern is ready. And I need to sew it for a grade on the dress.
Mm-hmm.
Over break. This is a big project thing.
A big chunkier grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I draped a tent dress in class.
Mm-hmm.
On the client. Client being my dress, my personal dress form.
Yes.
But I hadn't made the pattern, and I need the pattern to get all of my grade.
Okay.
So I did that Sunday night, and I want to make this dress for myself.
So the same one you're making for me, but bigger?
No.
No.
The dress I'm making for you is a bias slip dress, and you looked at the picture on the phone.
Yes.
The thing on the client, the dress form, is a tent dress.
A tent. Yes, you said that. Sorry.
So, and it is not on the bias, so it will not
drape the same way. No.
It will not drape or cling to my curves.
Okay.
And it is not bias. It is cut on grain. And I was having problems with the hemline. And it is on the client right now.
The hemline looks curved. Is it supposed to be curved?
What do you mean curved?
Goes like this in the front, like a U.
It is not supposed to be curved.
It is also paper, and it's behind a thing, and I'm looking around a corner. So
okay.
If I'm not interpreting it well, that is all me.
Well, I've been having a problem with the hem curve. And I'm not quite sure exactly what I'm going to do with it. Also, I was thinking, do I need to give it a facing? And this is a really nice dress.
It is a really nice dress. What's the fabric you're going to use for it?
Thank you for asking. This, the fabric I want to use for it is matronly.
It's you're reclaiming the word.
Dark blue.
Mm-hmm.
With white blips, and it is something that I rescued from school.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And
what is the fiber content? Do you know?
It's cotton.
Okay.
Cotton-ish.
Okay.
And my friend that said, "Yeah, this is an old lady print." I said, "Yeah, I like it."
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think it will go very well with my aesthetic. Most of the fabrics that I've been hoarding for the last 10 years are black and white,
mm-hmm.
or variations thereof.
Mm-hmm.
This is blue, navy blue.
Very different.
It's indigo, but it is.
Yes.
So
I heckle, but yes, it is different. It's significantly different.
So, yeah. And I've decided that I'm not giving it a facing. This is a light summer dress.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it over my unmentionables and run screaming out the door to your house, mm-hmm. most likely. And I don't think it needs a facing. I think it will make it unnecessarily heavy.
Hmm.
So I thought to finish the edges of the neckline and the armhole,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do bias tape.
Oh.
Self-bias tape.
And you have the foot for your sewing machine, right? There's like a presser foot you can get to make bias tape on your sewing machine?
You do the bias tape on your ironing board.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
No, it is fine. My my friend in sewing class asked the teacher about did we have bias tape in the supplies?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, you always make your own bias tape from your fashion fabric.
Hmm.
Yes.
So the opposite attitude that Julia Child has. If you can't make your own bias tape, store-bought is fine.
I think that's fine for broth. But really, I think the results you want to have for your
fashion
sewing.
Are yes, definitely.
I'm listening to a lot of sewing podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really interesting. And there seems to be a resurgence.
I'm seeing a lot of sewing on Instagram. And I don't follow people who are... Like, I follow people who follow us, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing so much sewing from our knitting people, which is great because it means that we're exceedingly talented as a group of people who create.
It's the next step, because if you can make something with just from scratch,
you can essence, make your own fabric, which is what we do when we knit. We make our own fabric.
Yes, and but sewing is so much faster,
theoretically. If you actually finish your project, yes, I've heard that.
And same for knitting.
That is true. So what else have you got going? You've got this dress, which is faster than knitting.
Yes.
Sewing is making a resurgence.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not getting a suggested reading list from class. I'm just getting the textbooks.
Hmm.
And I like thematic units where you immerse yourself mm-hmm. in things. You remember that from when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to our local library and I found a book on the shelves, on the nonfiction shelves, The American Duchess, which is, they make shoes.
Hmm.
And this is a guide to 18th century dressmaking, how to hand sew Georgian gowns and wear them with style.
Sounds very fancy.
So this...
I'm here for this.
...is hand sewing.
Oh, these pictures.
It is all hand sewing. No machine sewing. And they actually pin fit stuff on a live person.
Hmm. Sounds uncomfortable.
I apologize for poking you. That was never the intent.
Holy cats, though, these are beautiful. I'm looking at 1760s lace tucks, and it looks very, very, very Scarlet Pimpernel to me.
They're sewing a whole wardrobe from the skin up. There is a Ooh. Chemise, there is a stomacher, there are
bum rolls,
petticoats, dresses, hats, everything. And while I have no intent of ever hand sewing that, reading through it is incredibly interesting.
And so this, pretty too.
Yes. And this seems like a perfect thing for somebody who is into creative anachronism.
Mm-hmm.
And role playing. And what is the other stuff? Civil War reenactment stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's interesting. And it has no relevance to what I am doing whatsoever. But it is interesting.
There's a distinct lack of diversity in the models.
There's one model who is...
There's two or three of them in the book.
There are the people from the American Duchess Company.
Ah,
yes, the owners.
Okay. Just pointing it out. When we've been reviewing stuff from other companies, we are noticing these things.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, the little frog reticule is so stinking cute.
Mm. Last time I was at the dentist flipping through Vogue magazine, I also noticed that there was no models in my age demographic.
These are all important things to point out. This is a beautiful look. The book Mom's talking about is The American Duchess Guide to 18th Century Dressmaking. We'll link to it in the show notes, even though we didn't technically review it this week. It's very pretty. You should definitely check it out from the library. If you're not a sewist, and if you are a sewist and you want to do this stuff, maybe buy it. All right, final thoughts? Oh, it's not a review.
No, it's not a review.
I'm so autopilot. Here's a book, and this is how pretty it is.
Let me give you a final thought. I love my sewing machine, and one definitely needs to have the skills for hand sewing.
Yeah.
If something goes sideways.
Yes.
Not it.
Fair enough. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. It sounds like we've come to the end of our row. This week, we'd like to thank AcreWorks, The Barmaids, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Knit Companion, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything, we've talked about in this week's episode can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. You can send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, G-I-G-I, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Periscope, YouTube, Pandora, Spotify, pretty much everywhere as Knitmore Girls. And if you haven't already joined our Ravelry group, you absolutely should. It's full of amazing people and phenomenal conversation. Remember, this is Jasmine
and Gigi
telling you to knit more.